On this basis, I envision the possibility of broadening the scope of the science of consciousness and enriching our collective understanding of the human mind in scientific terms. Francisco Varela once told me that a European philosopher, Edmund Husserl, already suggested a similar approach to the study of consciousness. He described the method of proceeding from one's felt experience without bringing into one's examination the extra dimension of metaphysical assumptions as the act of bracketing out metaphysics from a phenomenological inquiry. This does not mean that the individual does not subscribe to a philosophical position, but rather that he or she deliberately suspends personal beliefs for purposes of the analysis. In effect, something similar to bracketing is already at play in modern science. Biology, for instance, has made tremendous advances in giving us a scientific understanding of life and its various forms and constituents, despite the fact that the conceptual and philosophical question of what life is remains open. Likewise, the remarkable feats of physics, especially in quantum mechanics, have been achieved without a clear answer to the question, what is reality? And while many conceptual issues pertaining to their interpretation remain unresolved. To some degree, I think that experience of and indeed training in some of these techniques of mental discipline or others like them will have to become an integral part of the training of the cognitive scientist if science is serious about gaining access to the full range of methods necessary for a comprehensive study of consciousness. Indeed, I would agree with Varela that if the scientific study of consciousness is ever to grow to full maturity, given that subjectivity is a primary element of consciousness, it will have to incorporate a fully developed and rigorous methodology of first-person empiricism. It is in this area that I feel there is a tremendous potential for established contemplative traditions such as Buddhism to make a substantive contribution to the enrichment of science and its methods. Moreover, there may well be substantive resources in the West's own philosophical tradition to help modern science develop its methods towards an accommodation of first-person perspectives. In this way, we may be able to expand our horizons towards a greater understanding of one of the key qualities that characterize our human existence, namely, consciousness.